zoning code. The property is located on the southwest side of New Hope Road. The 911 address is not assigned yet. The zoning district is GO, tax map is District 230, map 31, parcel 168. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 25-foot variance, 30-foot front yard setback requirement, a 3.5-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement, and a 4.4-foot from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed manufactured home.
The applicant present, if you would please come forward.
Got it. You're on.
Mr. Sharp, will swear you in.
Can you state your name and address?
Eddie James Reed, 6 Douglas Federal, Magnolia, Delaware, right now.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I'm trying to relocate a mobile home on my property. I'm on a fixed income rate. And basically, that's pretty it.
You have your application with you?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the application you filled out, the criteria for a variance, would you mind going through them one by one? You don't have the entire thing. You can just say the uniqueness of property, and then would you go through what you
wrote? You talking about this here?
Yes.
Well, the lot, the small lot with irregular shape home has already been purchased and will be moved to property. Lot was created prior to zoning. Neighborhood has single wide homes that do not meet requirement setbacks. Least amount of variance to place a dwelling.
Have anything else you'd like to add to that?
Not at this time. I mean,
sure, we'll have some questions, but just
basically,
it's your presentation.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Questions from the board?
You own the lot?
Yes.
When did you buy the lot?
It was given to me by my mother and father.
Okay. So how long have you owned it?
I'm not for sure. It's been quite a while.
You haven't done anything with the property until now?
Yes.
You're trying to move a manufactured home that you, it's at another location to this?
Yes,
lot.
Yes.
Does the property have well and septic on it already, or is it central water and sewer?
I think it's central.
Central? Is there any limitations other than the size of the lot that would limit you from putting the trailer so that it would meet the lease variances that would be required?
No.
And do you already own the trailer that you're placing there?
Yes.
Is there anything on the lot? Was there anything on the lot current or previous to this?
Years ago, my mother and father lived there, but me and my brother owned it. They gave it to me and my brother. So we had it surveyed, and he took one side, I took the other side. And we cleaned it off.
Brother.
Yeah, where's his?
Is he to the right here on the?
Freddie, yes.
A lot.
The survey?
Yes.
Have you spoken with your neighbors to the left of you or behind you?
There's nothing but woods.
What about in front of you? There was, because
nobody's in front of me. There ain't nobody in front of me directly. trailers abandoned.
All those trailers in that area that's in front of you are abandoned?
Just the one.
Has your brother put a trailer on his lot?
I'm assuming he's trying to.
What's the length of the trailer? Because the lot, like you said, is very small.
76.
It's a 70-foot trailer?
76, yes. By 14.
You had mentioned that in the neighborhood, some of the mobile homes do not meet the required setbacks. My question to you is the way you have this set on the lot, are there other homes in the community, in the area that are placed like that?
No, not the way.
Because I'm looking at the picture, the overhead, and everybody that I see has their homes straight forward and back.
Mine would be
I can see that.
Longer.
Yes.
That's because your lot's only 70. Am I correct, in 70 feet deep?
70 by 75, yes.
75 by 75?
70 by 75.
70 by 75, okay. And your brother's lot will be the same dimensions?
No, I think his is 50 by 70.
Okay.
Question, in the back, two corners of your house, which would be furthest away from New Hope Road, you're like a half an inch from the property line, and on the other side, and now I know those are woods, but someone does own that property. How would you be able to maintain that without stepping on your neighbor's property? I mean, a half an inch is nothing. How would you be able to power wash that? How would you be able to maintain that area on both sides of that corner without stepping on the lands in the back and the lands on the right?
That's a good question, but it's mostly
sharp.
Looking at this, your testimony is it's central water and sewer there. There's no septic or well on the property.
I think they put it in. Yes.
You think or you know?
Yeah, I think they ran the water line and sewer.
But so you're not going to have to put in a septic system or no, well.
No.
Okay. New Hope Road. Well, it looks to me like you're at the end of that road. Is that correct? But I don't see a cul-de-sac there. Is there a room for like a turnaround for people to be able to turn a vehicle around, or if a fire truck had to get back there where they could turn around? Or would they have to go onto people's property to do that?
It's just mainly a road.
How far from the property line to the edge of paving is New Hope Road? Is New Hope Road paved all the way?
Yes.
How wide is the road, do you know?
No.
How long have you owned this mobile home?
About
And it was at a different location?
It's at Whisper Pond Trailer Court.
Okay. How, what year is that home? Do you know?
76.
Okay, that's all right. Did you look at other options, like a small, like a perhaps a less long, a shorter but perhaps wider home that would fit more within the building envelope?
Well, I haven't because I thought that when I cleaned a lot off that it would probably fit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not every day that we see one that kind of almost does a, you know, diagonal to the property line and comes so close to the rear and to the side yard. And I can understand your dilemma because if you were to put it parallel to New Hope Road, the home wouldn't be able to fit in on, entirely on the lot because the home's 76 feet long and the lot's 75 feet wide. You couldn't put it perpendicular to New Hope Road because the lot's only 70 feet deep. So I see the dilemma that you have there. Are there any restrictive covenants in your neighborhood that you're aware of? I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Have you already arranged for someone to transport the mobile home that you have if you do get approved?
Yes.
Because I'm just wondering what the cost of that is compared to what it would cost to invest in a mobile home that might fit on the lot.
To move my trailer there would be $6,000.
You made mention, you say your brother's planning on putting something there also?
I believe so, yes.
Next lot.
And he has a smaller footprint than what you have. Do you know if his trailer's similar to yours? I only ask because I'm trying to figure out how the placement of the trailers would.
I'm assuming that he's trying to get different home altogether. The one that he's in now.
His lot is even smaller. So if he's trying to fit something on there, it means a similar variance. You're going to be crowded right in on each other.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you would fit manufactured home on your brother's lot if it's only 50 feet, because he's going to have a 40-foot wide envelope, and he's going to have the same depth issues that your lot has.
Right.
So I don't know that he'd be able to. I don't know. There's many manufactured homes that would fit within that. Maybe there are, but that's an issue for another day, I guess.
Have you spoken with the people that own the property in back of you, that where you're within a half a foot from the?
No, like I said, it's all woods.
Today it's all woods, but as Sussex County is growing, you know, you don't know what it might be in 3 years.
I don't know who's on it.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board? Sharp.
I have nothing further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. If you would please have a seat.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13132?
Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13132? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we deny case number 13132 for Mr. Eddie Reed for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. The variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood or will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties or will be detrimental to public welfare. The variance does not represent a minimum variance necessary to afford relief in the lease modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13132 has been denied.